Good morning, welcome to Devash Lefi. Well, a little detour in Revelation, in the book of Revelation chapter 2, Smyrna. We're dealing with Smyrna. And let's talk about crowns in the Bible. Stephanos is the Greek word, not the Hebrew word, but the Greek word Stephanos for crowns. And these were basically crowns for winning the race, for succeeding, winning and not quitting. And I think there's a couple ways of looking at crowns in the New Covenant, in the Brit Chadashah. One way is, the typical way is that there are five crowns for the believer potentially could have, that one day Yeshua could award us for five possible crowns, or none. You know, we could have wood, straw, wood, hay, and stubble. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, or we could have gold, silver, and costly stones. We could be rewarded, or we could suffer loss at the judgment seat of the Messiah. We shall all stand in Romans 14:10 and 1 Corinthians 4:5. The Bible says we shall all stand before the judgment seat, the bima, like we have in the synagogue and the shul. We have a bima, where the platform in which the ark and the Torah rests, and where the word of God is spoken, and we will stand before the judgment seat of God, of the Messiah, and we will receive for what we've done in the body, whether good or evil, the Bible says. We'll be rewarded for how we followed the Lord, or we will suffer loss for how we have not. And there's another way of looking at it. Rather than five crowns, we might just receive, I think a better way is that we will just receive a crown, hopefully, not multiple crowns, but a crown, and it could be for multiple things. And there are many different things that God could award us for, that crown for. And those are the things that are mentioned in the Brit Chadashah. They're amazing. God wants to reward us for our faithfulness, most of all, for being faithful, for not quitting, for finishing the race, for being faithful. And that's what the believers in Smyrna are told: you be faithful to death. Now, many of them are going to have to actually give their lives in martyrdom. They were going to have to die physically. Be faithful until death, and I'll give you the crown of life. I believe Keter, was going to look it up, Keter, I believe, if I remember right, is the Hebrew word, but Stephanos would be Greek, and Chaim, life, Zoe in Greek, life of life, and he says, you're going to have to die. Now, we might have to die just spiritually. We die to ourselves. We die to our pride. That's another form of death, other than, you know, rather than having to, if we don't have to die physically in martyrdom, which we may not have to here in this country, although you never know with what Hamas has done. You know, everyone in Israel knows, they say, what Hamas did there, they will do in Europe, they will do in even the United States if they can. And that's why they have to be eradicated. But the idea is still, we die unto the Lord. Yeshua said, if you lose your life, you will save. If you save your life, you'll lose your life. If you lose your life for my sake, you will save it. You will save it. And so he said that any man follows me, he must give his life. We do have a crown of life promise for losing our lives for his sake. So whenever we die to ourselves in our relationships, humble ourselves and love someone and forgive someone, humble ourselves and serve and don't fight back in the flesh to win our rights, but rather, you know, defer to someone. That's a form of death. Well, be faithful to death and I'll give you the crown of life, he says. Now, James also mentions this crown of life that way. Happy is the one, blessed is the one, happy is the one who endures testing, because when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord promised to those who love him. So loving him through the test, standing through the test, not quitting, standing through the test, clinging to the Lord, loving the Lord. So many of you do that. You know, love the Lord through the test, through your illness, through you're not seeing your prayer answered the way you wanted it to be, the way you expected it to be, the disappointments. You love the Lord through it. Loving the Lord through everything that happens. You love him, and then we're yearning for his appearing, loving him, looking forward to that. So that's there's going to be a crown. Yeshua wants to give us crowns, and the believers in Smyrna were going to get crowns for, he said, Yeshua says, I'm going to personally give you the crown of life. Can you imagine? He's going to personally put that wreath. And again, these were, you know, winner's crowns for the person that would win the race, complete the race. And so we have these crowns. You know, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 9, don't you know that in a stadium, the runners all run, but one receives the prize. Run in such a way that you may win, that you may win. 1 Corinthians 9:24. Every competitor exercises self-control in all respects. And in other words, he's saying, go for the gold here. Go for the gold that you may win the Olympics, the prize. They do it to receive a perishable crown, but we do it to receive an imperishable one. An imperishable crown, incorruptible or imperishable crown. So I run in this way, he says, not aimlessly, not without purpose. I don't just randomly run. So I box, you know, the boxer. I box in this way, not beating the air, not just aimlessly hitting, not hitting air. Rather, I punish my body and I bring it into submission so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified. So I have written in my thing here, no pain, no gain, right? No pain, no gain. That's the reality of it. So the crown is imperishable. So whether it's one separate crown or this, if God's just talking about the crown that he gives will be imperishable, it will be a crown of life. It will be a crown of righteousness. 2 Timothy 4:8. Paul says when he's ready to give his life in martyrdom, and historians most all seem to agree that he was beheaded, but that he did die as a martyr. In 2 Timothy 4, when he writes from prison, I'm ready to be poured out. I'm already being poured out like a drink offering. The time of my departure has come. I've fought the good fight. I finished the course and I've kept the faith. He's been faithful. He didn't quit. He didn't stop short. Didn't say, I'm getting off the racetrack. I'm getting off the track. This is too hard. No, I'm going to stay on. In the future, there is reserved for me a crown of righteousness. So maybe different crown or maybe the same crown. The crown, but here he says, it's a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, he's the tzaddik, the shofet, the judge, who's the tzaddik one, the righteous one, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. Wait a minute, but I'm not the only one, not to me only, but also to everyone, who has yearned for his appearing. They're looking for that appearing, looking for his appearing, whether it's his appearing after the difficulty in the trial or whether it's his appearing when he returns again. Either way, we're looking for his appearing. We're more concerned about that than we are about what we've lost and the difficulty. And so it's a beautiful picture. These are the crowns: loving the Lord, being faithful, which remember means trusting him in the trial, trusting him, that you trust him, even though we trust him even in the difficulty, in the test of death, and you know, martyrdom, and here fighting and finishing and not quitting, yearning for his appearing, and then the crown of glory, 1 Peter 5:4, crown of glory. And that seems to be a different aspect. That is clearly dealing with leadership, where Peter talks about the godly leadership representing him, the being faithful over the flock as the Messiah is. He says, and I'll read it to you, watch over the flock, shepherd God's flock. He's writing to the elders, a witness of the Messiah's sufferings and also of the glory that's to be revealed. No pain, no gain. You can't get the glory if you don't go through the suffering. That's part of it. Shepherd God's flock, watch over not under compulsion, not because you have to, but because you want to, because God's put that willingness in your heart before God, willing before God, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, not for the money, but because you want to, because you love to, because God says, I'd love to. Don't lord it over but those appointed to you, but become examples to the flock. When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. So here it's called a crown of glory, the crown of glory. And a beautiful picture. So godly leadership representing Messiah. Then lastly, the crown of boasting, called in 1 Thessalonians, the crown of boasting. The crown of boasting, interesting. Crown of boasting, and that would be the crown where he says, who are my joy and my crown? Are not even you in the presence of our Lord? Paul says, who is our hope, our joy, or crown of boasting before our Lord Yeshua at his coming? He says, is it not you? You are our glory and our joy. You're our crown of rejoicing. So spiritual sons and daughters, maybe you have brought people to the Lord. You've brought someone to the Lord. They're your sons and you've nurtured them, or you're helping them and they're bringing forth fruit. They're gonna be your crown of boasting. You're gonna say, look at this one, look at that one, look at that. Wow, behold, Isaiah says, behold, I and the children the Lord has given me. I think it's Isaiah 8:18. Behold, me and the children the Lord has given me. You're gonna boast, you're gonna brag about those children. That's a crown, gonna be a crown of boasting. 1 Thessalonians 2:19, amazing, amazing. So for winning, for faithfulness, fighting and finishing, for yearning, for leadership in representing Messiah, and for spiritual sons and daughters, bringing fruit, good parenting, basically. God bless you. Have a Yom Tov. And may the Lord bless us with a crown, his crown. Lord, may we be faithful. May we earn that crown, the crown that you want to give us. Not because we deserve it, but because we've been faithful before you in Yeshua's name. God bless you. Shalom.